Coffee jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How
nice
are you?
Nice to be here.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here today. Looking
beautiful
very
day.
Spring-like.
Ah.
Although it's autumn,
yeah.
But that doesn't matter.
I'll just keep pretending
it's summer
gonna get
still.
Warmer. Yeah.
Hey, what have you brought us this morning?
Well, I'm going to lead into this with a bit of a preamble, but on the 3rd of March, we had the shortlist for the 2021 Jan Medlicott Acorn Prize for Fiction shortlist.
Awesome.
Was announced. All the words jumbled up. But so we're really on top of things at Time Out. So we've already reviewed 3 of the 4 titles.
Nice.
They were Nothing to See by Pip Adam. She's a previous winner of the prize. Karen reviewed that last year.
Mm.
Spriggs by Branavan Nunnalingam. He's a previous shortlistee. And Remote Sympathy by Catherine Chidgey, who's also a previous winner. So
wow, that's pretty cool.
It is really cool. So the 4th one is this collection of short stories called Bug Week by Irene Beautré.
It's got a lovely cover.
It's really cool, eh? It's designed by Philip Kelly. And on the 12th of May, one of these 4 authors will be announced as the winner.
That's really exciting.
And they can win $57,000.
Wow. Oh, that's huge.
It's a huge prize. And it will be announced at the Auckland Writers Festival. So I need to do my due diligence and review the 4th book
awesome
on the shortlist. So Irene Beautré, she's a Whanganui-based writer. She's published 4 collections of poetry, and this is her first foray into fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And this was written over 10 years. And it's just this really, it's a really modern voice with collection of short stories. She's
right.
So acutely observant of domesticity. She, and kind of those small, which I really love, the really small interactions between strangers or like work colleagues or people who've brought together for some strange reason. And she's these really punchy sentences. It's not too flowery. And often she's looking at the role of women. And I would say there's a few trigger warnings in here. There's and I think these lead to things that she's experienced in her own life in terms of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And but then it's all also very funny. So this is the theme throughout
the whole book. Yeah.
So we have high school teachers, we have scientists, and she's a scientist herself.
Is that where the bugs come into it?
Yes, there's some.
Okay, that's
some
cool.
there's a dominatrix story. There's this very sad keys in the jar party. I think it's in the 80s. There's a story narrated by a toroa, an albatross. So she's very clever. I really enjoyed it. I just gobbled it all up, really, in one go.
It's not a huge book either as well, so I can see how you would be able to just race through the whole thing. Do you find that there's like, I mean, they're all individual stories, but is there like a bit of a through line for the whole vibe of the book?
That's where I think the role of women come in.
Right.
Even if it's narrated by a man, the women sort of, you know, they're telling the true story through their actions, I think. Yeah, that's what I would say. How do you guys read short story collections? Do you dip in to, you open the book and read whatever, or do you read from?
I haven't read a short story collection in a long time.
I think I tend to start at the beginning and go through the whole book, but it depends on the size, to be honest, and also the theme, I guess, of the book. Something like this I'd probably read from start to finish, I think. Yeah. But, you know, when you get a collection or more like of an anthology or something, I'd probably just pick what I wanted to read, I think.
And dip in and out. Yeah, I feel like that too, and I feel like the way that the publishers curate it must be in a way that you would read it.
Yeah.
From beginning to
like
end.
Like an album,
sure.
You know, there's an order to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it. And when the night before I was waiting for the shortlist to come out, I was like, lay in my bed and I was like, oh, I hope the previous 3 that I've talked about were all on the shortlist, and they were. And so Bug Week was actually quite a surprise.
Oh, cool.
But I'd already read it and I was like, yeah, it's a really great book and it really does deserve to be on the shortlist. So
that's what those lists can be so great for, is either alerting you to things you didn't know existed, or maybe being like, this is something people should be taking a more like, I guess, like under the microscope look at this particular book because there's something special going on in it.
Totally, totally. So who knows what will happen? I can never guess who the winner's going to be. But if you like New Zealand, the kind of gothic-y New Zealand authors, you've got Tracy Slaughter. mother, who's a short story writer and poet, and she's got another short story collection coming out this year. And Steve Brawnius's Civilization, they're like essays about small town New Zealand. I feel like that sits in that sphere. There's one story set in Germany. Everything else is in New Zealand. But highly recommended. So yeah, 12th of May, you can go to the ceremony as well. It's not very expensive. It's quite exciting.
That sounds like fun.
And that's at the Auckland Writers Festival, the Auckland New Zealand Book Awards.
I love Writers Festival time of the year. It's awesome as.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Well, thank you for bringing us. Remind us of the name and the author again.
Bug Week by Irene Beautre. This is published by Victoria University Press. It's one of three VUP books on the shortlist.
They must be stoked.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for that, Jenna.
Thank you.
We'll see you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
And this is